This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The global death toll from COVID-19 has topped 2 million, crossing the threshold on Friday, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The bleak milestone comes amid a monumental but uneven effort to vaccinate people against the coronavirus. In a video message, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, "The world's leading economies have a special responsibility.
Governments have a responsibility to protect their populations, but vaccine nationalism is self-defeating and will delay a global recovery. COVID-19 cannot be beaten one country at a time."
In wealthy countries, including the United States, Britain, Israel, Canada, and Germany, tens of millions of citizens have already received shots, but elsewhere, immunization drives have barely gotten off the ground. Many health experts are predicting another year of loss and hardship in places like Iran, India, Mexico, and Brazil. Getting 100 million shots in Americans' arms in his first 100 days is only the beginning of President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus plan. Biden said Friday that lasting impact will come from uniting the nation in a new effort grounded in science and fueled by billions in federal money for vaccination, testing, and outbreak sleuths.
"I'm convinced we can get it done. And this is a time to set big goals, to pursue them with courage and conviction, because the health of the nation is literally at stake."
About $400 billion worth of the plan is focused on measures aimed at controlling the virus. Those measures range from mass vaccination centers to more sophisticated scientific analysis of new strains to squads of local health workers to